King Joash of Judah was only 47 years old when he was murdered by two of his officials, but he had already reigned for 40 years. During that time, three kings ruled over Israel. They all belonged to the house of Jehu, because God had promised that Jehu's family would govern the northern kingdom for four generations. Jehu reigned 28 years. He did away with Baal worship, but he did not destroy the golden calves that had been set up in Bethel and Dan by Jeroboam, the first king of Israel. The people continued to worship these idols, as the calves were supposed to represent the Lord, the God of Israel. Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, did not destroy them either. Because of this disobedience, the Lord allowed the king of Syria to oppress the Israelites. For a long time, the people were cruelly treated by Hazael and Ben-Hadad, his son. The Israelites were so severely oppressed that Jehoahaz finally sought the Lord's favor. God was gracious and had compassion on the nation. He provided a deliverer for Israel, so that the people escaped from Syrian domination and were able to live in their homes as before. Jehoahaz reigned 17 years. Then he died and was buried in Samaria, and Jehoash, his son, succeeded him as king. Jehoash reigned for 16 years. Like all the kings since Jeroboam, he allowed the worship of the golden calves to continue in Israel. In the days of Jehoash, the prophet Elisha became very ill. The king was greatly distressed when he heard that Israel's prophet was dying. Elisha's ministry in the northern kingdom had lasted more than 60 years throughout the reigns of six kings. Jehoash went to see Elisha in his house, and he wept over him. Repeating the words that Elisha himself had spoken when Elijah had been taken up to heaven, Jehoash cried, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." The king knew that Elisha's departure was near. The prophet, however, was not going to leave in the same way as his great predecessor, Elijah. Elisha was suffering from a fatal illness and was about to die. With a heavy heart, Jehoash knew that this man of God, who had so often been a help and rampart for Israel, would be cruelly missed by the nation. The dying prophet wished to comfort and encourage his master for the last time. "Get a bow and some arrows," he said. Jehoash did so, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. "Open the east window," he ordered, "and shoot." Jehoash opened the window and shot an arrow. "The Lord's arrow of victory," Elisha declared, "the arrow of victory over Syria. You will destroy the Syrians at Aphek." Then the prophet said, "Take the arrows and strike the ground." Jehoash took the arrows and struck the ground three times. Elisha cried out, "You should have struck the ground five or six times, and you would have had a complete and lasting victory. But now you will defeat Syria only three times." Then the king left Elisha's house, and shortly after the prophet died and was buried. Sometime later, a band of raiders from Moab entered the country. The Moabites used to come into Israel every spring to plunder and loot. Some Israelites were burying a man when the raiders arrived, so they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came back to life and stood on his feet. Elisha's last prophecy was accomplished. Jehoash defeated the Syrians. He overcame Ben-Hadad, son of Hazael, and recaptured the towns that Hazael had taken from the Israelites. Three times Jehoash defeated Ben-Hadad in battle, as Elisha the prophet had foretold. Next episode, the reign of Amaziah, king of Judah.